You're listening to Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Welcome to Sleep Stories for Equestrians. I'm your host, Ashley Winch. We're so happy you're here to relax and unwind. If you fall asleep and miss the story, we will recap it at the beginning of the next episode. We've also selected and edited these stories for ultimate relaxation, removing any stressful bits without affecting the story's integrity, so you can focus on drifting off to sleep. With that, let's settle down and prepare for our story. The gates are closed. The horses sleep. The day's work done. The chores complete. Now let us rest, our bodies and minds. Drift off to sleep and close your eyes. It's time for us to turn down for the night. Now let's breathe in, breathe out, and turn off the light. One more time, breathe out, breathe in. Now, let us begin. When autumn came with its crisp, cold days, the circus was close to its winter quarters in the south. The last performance was given and the greatest show on earth chugged away to rest until another spring season rolled around. But Cricket and eight of the ponies did not go with them. Though Captain John usually went south with the circus, this year he had other plans. The fame of Cricket, the bucking pony, had spread, and Captain John had booked his pony act for the winter season in a group of theaters. The land of sunshine was left behind. Heavy blankets kept the ponies warm as they left the cars and walked through the streets of a large city in the north. Cricket had reached the end of the sawdust trail. "Whoa, look at that now. Aren't you proud of yourselves?" Larry halted the ponies in front of the theater while he admired the billboards announcing Captain John Craig and his trained ponies. In the center of the lobby was a picture of Cricket. "Cricket, the world's champion bucking pony." Larry read the billing aloud. "A special $5 prize will be given to any child who can ride Cricket once around the stage." Larry rubbed Cricket's forehead. "Did you hear that, little fellow? You will have to do your best bucking or Captain John will lose a lot of money." Larry turned into the alley that ran alongside the theater. He tied the ponies to a post near the stage door. A cold, biting wind whipped at Cricket's blanket. He shivered. The ponies had been kept clipped while they were at the circus. Their long, shaggy winter coats, which would have protected them from snow and bitter cold, were not allowed to grow. Larry turned his overcoat collar up. He was cold too. "Bring the ponies in, Larry." Cricket turned his head. Captain John stood in the open stage door. Cricket whinnied loudly. Then he followed Larry through the door. The great stage was bare and strange. Cricket stopped to look around. "Come along, little fellow." Cricket followed Captain John to the center of the stage. He couldn't see a thing in the empty, darkened auditorium of the theater. The canvas-covered stage floor and the glare of the theater lights made all the ponies nervous and fidgety. They were used to the thick undercovering of the circus rings and the softly lighted tent. They pushed against their leader, and Cricket stepped on a bulb in the footlights. It exploded like a firecracker and almost stampeded the pony troop. "Whoa, easy now." "Come on, Cricket," the captain's voice reassured the ponies. "We'll run through the act quickly," said Captain John to the leader of the orchestra. "Play softly with the waltzing pony and hold a steady roll on the drum, ending with a big thump on the big bass drum when the children try to ride Cricket." The musicians below the footlights tuned their instruments. Cricket stood at the head of the pony troop and waited. Captain John gave a signal to the orchestra leader. The strains of a spirited march filled the theater. At the captain's command, Cricket wheeled, pirouetted, and led the pony troop through the routine perfectly. Captain John never raised his voice in speaking to his ponies. Taught by patience and kindly words, they rarely missed a cue. "That's fine," Captain John thanked the musicians. He turned to the drummer. "Don't forget the roll when Cricket closes the act." With a few final instructions to the stage manager, Captain John and Larry led the ponies into the alley. Everything went smoothly at the afternoon performance. Rusty, the largest pony in the troupe, waltzed to the accompaniment of the orchestra. Then all the ponies except Cricket trotted off the stage into the wings. Captain John led his little black pony to the center of the stage near the footlights. Cricket could not see the audience because of the glare in his eyes. The lights made him blink. "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me present Cricket, the smallest bucking bronco in the world. Look him over. He's as gentle as a lamb." Cricket raised his head and whinnied. "A prize of $5 will be given to any boy or girl that can ride him around on this stage." Captain John waved a new $5 bill in the air. "Who will be the first one to try?" "Cricket is the smallest of my ponies." "You can't fall far." Thank you for joining us on tonight's episode of Sleep Stories for Equestrians. Allow this gentle music to carry you off to dreamland.